Earth, fire, air, water. 2 years ago, Avatar Korra saved the world from Batu, the spirit of darkness and chaos. Her connection to all her past lives, the past Avatars, was severed forever. And despite the Avatar's best efforts, the Earth Queen was assassinated by the airbender Zaheer. Though she took down the Red Lotus, the Avatar vanished once again. Now the Earth Kingdom is fractured under the absent-minded King Wu. The people whisper praise and hope in the Great Uniter, who promises peace and prosperity for all. An age of balance with, or without, the Avatar. This is the second age of the Avatar.
So, on the horizon, a plume of sand shoots into the sky as Korin and Hana yell at the top of their lungs for you all to scramble to your feet, get out of bed, wake up, because the sand shark is coming. You have your encampment at this desert oasis, and the sand sailor is at a rest. What do you guys do? You have maybe minutes to get going.
Minutes is a long time to prep.
Korin, being a ocean hobo, probably has most of his stuff ready to go anyways. And is this sand? It's fixed. It's all fixed to where, yeah, we're good, right? Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna hop on.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
You're good. You're better than good. As far as you remember, Chet did a very good job repairing the sailor. In fact, repairing it so well that there were parts of the sailor that had seen disrepair probably since it was first built.
Mm-hmm.
And Chet fixed it up.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he'll jump on the wheel and motion for everybody to get the F on.
Merrick Moza, feeling emboldened by her resolve, is gonna blow a raspberry at the shark and then jump on the ship's skiff. Neener, neener, neener kind of situation.
I don't have any rocks, huh? This is gonna suck. I emptied out my bag, didn't I? For something. Or my shell, rather.
You emptied your shell?
I can't remember. Didn't I put something in there? I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I don't have dirt.
You were gonna put the armor in there.
Right. I think I'm wearing it right.
But you decided to wear the armor. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I dumped it out there. Cool. It's gonna be throwing sand at a sand shark, guys.
Take some of that and some of these.
Did we? I thought we boarded the sand sailor at the end of the last episode, because I thought I picked up Akeem and put him on the sand sailor.
You had said that, like, that was where Hana's priority was. Because you said, I don't care if he's injured, I'm picking him up and we're going. I think you actually did it. You might have done a check for that.
I believe I did.
So if that's the case, like, that was your prep, that was your check. You got him on board. That's it. I think everybody's accounted for. Chet, what are you, is there anything that you're grabbing or forgetting or remembering?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We need to grab Baquan.
Any NPCs that we need to account for? In addition to Baquan?
Yeah.
You've got Akeem, you've got Gengguan, and you've got Baquan.
Gengguan
is wasting no time.
Cool. Yeah, I think Hana already took care of the dilapidated Akeem and put him into the... I'm sorry, it.
Dilapidated.
We'll be fine.
I'll sit with NPCs, specifically Baquan.
Okay.
Sit on him
if I have to, yeah.
Put him inside the shell.
All right, this sand sailor needs to get going. You're currently at speed zero. You've got a max speed of 6, and since we're using this little bit of a grid here, I'm thinking you'll move across this map one unit per speed that you're going in a given round. Your goal here is to escape the sand shark. You will be able to successfully escape the sand shark, barring any sort of like despair, just by getting to the other end of the map before it gets you.
I'll get you.
We can do that.
Sure.
You could do that.
Yeah,
you could do that. First things first, your sand sailor needs some speed. So why don't we don't really need to roll initiative. We're just going to say like you guys will go, then the shark will go. And everybody on the ship gets a maneuver, gets an action, and then if you suffer strain, you get a second maneuver. Corin, I assume you are taking the role of like pilot or
yes.
driver. So you'll have special actions available okay. to you because you are piloting.
Right.
There's a list of different maneuvers and actions you guys can take.
Ooh, look at all these. Oh my god, that's so helpful.
Ooh.
I think Mariposa is gonna go up to her post at the airbender engine station and flash a grin at Chet.
Let's do it, Chet.
Yeah, I'm gonna join you.
Excellent. So it is we'll call it round one. The sand shark is off on the horizon, but closing in fast. Airbenders, you need to get the sand sailor going. So make an average bending arts chi or agility. This is your first sort of check of the encounter of the chase. And don't forget, suffer a point of strain.
Good luck.
How difficult?
It's two purple, and you're getting a boost because of Mariposa's steel resolve. You're inspired by your cohort.
One success and three advantage.
Okay. And Mariposa?
Yes.
What did you get?
I'm rolling it now. I forgot that my dice were in my drawer.
Okay.
I went to grab them like, these are Dungeons and Dragons dice.
Can I borrow one of your yellows, please?
You.
And Chet, think about what you might want to use that three advantage for to help your situation.
Okay. Okay. So those cancel those out. Those cancel those out. So I get a success and an advantage.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So with two success, you guys will kick things off a little slow. You're at speed two, and at the end of the round, I'll move you two spaces. You have three advantage, Chet, one advantage, Mariposa. You could combine those four advantage between the two of you and kind of work together to narrate, you know, what sort of environmental circumstance or narrative circumstance kind of tilts things in your favor as this chase kicks off. Remember, you've got this sand shark speeding behind you and closing in.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know, Liz, if you have any ideas, but something that just popped into my brain was maybe Chet and Mariposa and like Corin by proxy, and everybody else, of course, but they're like the main mechanics of this operation. Maybe we've done it enough times that we figured out a way to key off of each other and serpentine if we need to avoid getting chomped in the case of an emergency.
So we get a bonus to evade then?
Yeah, maybe an evade bonus.
Ooh, yeah. I think Corin, there's like dangerous. So, oh crap, they're not on that vehicle sheet that I gave to you. But there's a couple other actions: dangerous driving and gain the advantage. Which
I like the sound of both of those things.
They are definitely things that you have used in another chase scene when you guys were on the sand sailor with the beetles. I'll get those to you in just a second, but yeah, I like Mariposa. I like that a lot. It, like a serpentine sort of. You guys are like a well-oiled machine.
And that I know, you said that Chet made improvements to the sand skip since the last time I've driven it. What sort of bonuses does that translate to me to be aware of for when I'm doing driving maneuvers?
handling is two, which means you're getting two boost die anytime you make a piloting check.
Ooh.
Or sailing, as long as it pertains to the operation of the vehicle.
Right. I dig. Okay, cool. So that's my bits.
That was Chet and Mariposa. We've got Corin, Hana, and Roshi still.
Is there anything that I can do to, like, assist someone else? Because I can't really do anything particular myself as far as navigating, or...
Yeah, so... You've got an array of skills, the ones that you are, I presume, have ranks in. If you could tell me, like, how you would use that skill in this moment to, for instance, if you've got leadership, you could try to give some commands, right, to help your allies. If you've got, maybe you've got a special talent that can sort of help ease tensions. If you have athletics, right, you could say that, like, you are going to hold the ropes of the sails to make sure that, like, they are taut and in place or something to that effect. You could use perception to say that, like, you're going to look ahead to see, like, whether the road is clear and to keep Corin apprised of, like, any potential obstacles. Because there will probably be, as you're speeding through the desert, hazards and obstacles and other things to look out for as well.
So I don't know... if I could do this. I have two ranks of discipline, and I have the confidence skill, which is that I decrease the difficulty of fear checks. But could I use that discipline to kind of, like, embolden the crew so that, like something that might come as a surprise would maybe not be as much of a surprise or something? Like, just to kind of be going around, like, yelling encouraging things.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. I'm going to say that it's just hard by default because you're on a moving vessel, you're being chased by, a dangerous sand shark, and the general tension is, you know, it's pretty terse.
Well, dang, that's just one failure.
I think Hana's panicking just a little bit as she's going around and trying to keep people's morale up, but you're jumping between the airbenders who are fully focused and intent on getting this sailor off the ground, not off the ground physically, but you know, metaphorically speaking. Corin's got his brow furrowed as he like is at the helm, and Roshi is inside the hutch with Gangwan and Baquan. And Akeem, and keeping them, and I think Hana's just like going back and forth and not really sure what she needs to be doing right now. Kind of translating into like a little bit of Emily's uncertainty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you still have a maneuver. You can take a little boost. You can regain a point of system strain. Maybe you're clearing the deck of sand or other debris. But the deck is fine right now. The ship hasn't taken any strain.
Can I just like prepare for if like to do something like that if it was necessary, becomes necessary?
Oh yeah, you can okay. Prepare. Yep.
That's yeah.
You can just be prepared. I've got Roshi and I've got Corin still.
I have one question. Can you, where can I look at that list of actions? I can't find that. I hit escape on something and it closed all the windows I had open.
Oh, it is in the journal tab.
Little book.
It's the little book, journal entries. And you should see vehicle actions. If you don't, let me know.
Yeah, I thought.
Man, we're moving, and how close are these things to us right now?
Right now, it's a ways off.
Okay.
But it's barreling towards you.
Right.
I love the right. Classic tip.
That's my thinking sound.
You want to hear classic Tim?
Yep, that's kind of all right.
Well, while Corey is pondering, I guess I would probably want to take the accelerate action because I don't want them catching up to us.
Okay.
How difficult is that going to be?
The accelerate is a maneuver. Your vehicle simply suffers system strain, of which you have, I think, 10 system strain total to suffer. So you suffer it to increase your speed by 1. Your current speed is 2, thanks to the airbenders. That's 2 out of 6.
Okay, so we are at 2 out of 6. So that would increase us to 3, or that would increase us to 2?
That would increase you to 3.
And you said they're gaining on it?
The shark is gaining on you.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, I'll go ahead, and so that puts us at 9 out of 10. And we're now speed 3.
Cool.
We're at Mach 5.
Mach 3.
Oh.
I don't think Mach 3 is right either.
We're just a step below plat, right?
Plat, we're going plat.
All right. Is that your deal, Corin?
Yep.
Okay. Since we have now accelerated, I would like to make a medicine check to brace Akeem safely in the cabin. I want to scramble between my bandages and whatever I have in the cabin to brace him carefully.
Okay. Roll me a hard medicine check as the ship is beginning to move and rock about. I'd say you're probably up to 45-50 miles an hour.
Right. Would physician talent help in this? It only is like for healing strain. I don't know if that would give me any boosts or anything.
We'll throw in a boost die. Okay. But I do think you are getting a setback die as well from all of the jostling, the rattling.
All right. This is going to be real bad.
This is medicine. You're great at medicine.
I got a lot of bad faces. 2 successes, but 3 threat.
You were describe to me how you what it is you're trying to get a key. Like, are you just fastening his hammock down such that he's not going to jostle around, or
remind me of like how's he looking? I remember he couldn't like walk very well. So like what's the extent?
He's got a broken leg. He's got several broken ribs. And probably a broken collarbone.
Okay, I would like to pad him as well as I can. Like, make, like, a cocoon of stuff to brace in case we have any... I mean, this thing's probably going to hit us in case anything like that happens.
Okay. Geng Wan sees you doing this and probably will scramble to his feet. Here, why don't you use the sleeping bags? And my bedroll as well. Baquan, get up! And he, like, yanks the bedroll out from underneath Baquan. And hands it to you.
While I'm wrapping stuff, can I take a peek at Baquan? How's he looking? Insight of some sort?
I think with the... So you rolled 3 threat here. And yeah. I think the threat is that... I think some, like, a lot of your materials are getting damaged or destroyed in the process of this. So, like, the bedrolls... are going to be like torn apart by the end of all of this, probably.
Okay.
And I think as well, Baquan is like up and about, and now like your tension is divided on Akeem and Baquan. He seems okay, but he is, you know, he's just as jarred as everybody else. Nobody wants to get gobbled up by a sand shark. Rashi and Akeem. Oh, fuck.
Paging Dr. Himbo.
Dr. Himbo.
All right, so, Corin, your action. Roll me an average sailing check, please.
Okay. Average is 2 purple?
An average is 2 purple. You are getting 2 setback die just because of the nature. Like, you guys scrambled onto this, and like, you're all kind of still.
Right.
You know, it's been minutes since you did this.
Has he got his bloosted from Mariposa being big brave?
Here's your bloost as well.
You could ask me. I'll give it to you.
All right. So then I have 3 blue. 1 yellow, 3 green, 2 purple, 1 black. Got it.
Wait, can you have to do that?
That is the SMR.
What? Oh, okay. So these two cancel out these two. And then I have 1, 2, 3 success, 1, 2, 3, 4, plus my 1 from my normal ability, 5 advantage, and a triumph. So then technically that's 4 success with a triumph.
Nice.
You got 4, you got 3 success?
3 success on die, a triumph, so that's 4 all day success, and then 5 advantage.
Did you draw all right.
You did it.
So your ship is going to move the 3 speed unhindered. Because you were successful in this check, you'll move an extra 1 as well. You rolled 4 advantage and a triumph.
5 because I have my one ability where I get to add an advantage to navigational and sailing checks.
So what you're saying is we do go plaid.
Yes.
So come on. Mr. Pilot, Mr. Sailor, what do you want to use those advantage for and the triumph? I could, for instance, this is going to be like the first round. You've got, as you can see, at least 2, I would say maybe 3, could possibly even 4 more rounds to go as you guys are escaping the sand shark's clutches. The terrain ahead of you is not easy terrain, right? Like it's sand dunes. Some of it's rough. There are rocks. So like you've got 5 advantage. You can sort of paint the next round, right? The next stage. You can tell me what the environment looks like. You know, is the way clear? What kind of hazards there are? Plus you also have a triumph. So like weave me a web.
What sort of picture do I want to paint with this? Okay, so Sand Shark is following us. We just tore ass. I imagine, like, I'm looking at the picture right now and I'm seeing, like, these peaks and these dunes. So I'd imagine that we were, like, we just crested a dune and probably, I'm assuming this would be the advantage, would be that, like, once we rounded over the top and hit, like, we did it in a way that helped accelerate our speed in that sense. But then, what do you guys think? What sort of terrain should we be coming up on? You have an idea?
I have possibly a suggestion.
I'm all ears.
Has suggestions.
Because all the success is going to my head and I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, you can crowdsource for sure.
Well, you said you have an idea?
Yeah, so what if once we crest the dune, like you said, and there's some speed that we're gaining, but what if, maybe it's not such a great idea because it is a massive sand shark. I was thinking maybe it's some sort of terrain that's like easier for the skiff to navigate than the sharks. Maybe it's like got some rockiness to it and that maybe we're nimble enough to dodge, but it's too big and
actually,
you know.
Yeah. Can you have... No, I like that idea because that helps Roshi out then. It puts Roshi back in the game. I want there to be large, like, stony masses in the sand that are kind of peeking out here and there, almost like the desert equivalent of icebergs, but that are stone, that maybe with the triumph, somebody, whether it be Mariposa or Chet, or maybe Hana as she's pacing around, or even maybe Roshi's stony sense gets all tingly and he's like, there's a bunch of rocks up there, so we veer that way to slow down the shark and then give Roshi some ammo if this thing actually catches up to us.
I just sat down and I heard my name. What's up?
Hope gave me a really good idea that maybe the terrain that we're coming up upon after we pressed a bend, go down, get a speed boost from it because I have all this triumph and shit, and the area ahead of us has these like rocky masses that are peeking out of the sand, almost like stone icebergs. And that way you have some ammo, and then maybe there's something there that the shark will have to veer around, or like if it hits it, it'll slow it down or something.
I'm turning it into a volcano.
And, or that, yeah.
Yes!
But like, we have these things ahead of us, so I think that would be really cool that there's these like stony masses ahead of us. That we have to like, we have to obviously veer, you know, move around them and bob and weave and stuff, but yeah, I like that idea.
Okay, awesome. That's... I would say that's your advantage. Were you thinking like that was the weight of your triumph?
No. with the triumph?
The triumphs are big moments.
Big mamas.
They're like mini story points.
Right, I'm trying to...
That's a good way to describe them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Maybe...
Can you guys see those rocks I just threw on there?
Yeah.
Look at those big old boulders. It's not just a boulder, it's a rock.
Oh, I hope sees it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, there it is. Maybe with these rocky formations ahead of us, the wind, with my triumph, the wind is funneling it away that makes it like vastly easier on Mariposa and Chet to manipulate the wind, because like all this wind's concentrating and funneling in the rocks, it makes it easier for them to speed up the sand skiff, whether it's to, you know, give them less strain or to give them more boost. I'm not sure on that. What do you guys think?
Are we sand sailing? Are we playing SSX Tricky?
Hank got excited with his toy.
Oh,
it's an old snowboarding game.
Oh no, I remember.
Like, yeah.
That's awesome.
But for some reason, that's what popped in my head when you said we're going to go through here and go faster. I was like, yeah, that's the red part right there. I haven't played that game in like 12 years.
Do you guys see those arrows on the ground? Or?
Yeah, I'm aiming for him. Go!
No, I think that's a great idea, because I feel like, you know, in a place like this, you know, the wind would work very similarly to, you know, low mountains and hills and things, and you would definitely have funnels and currents.
Yeah, you guys, I like that. I think that's a really good use of a triumph. You're quite literally manipulating the climate or the environment to your advantage in such a way to further your goals. I think that triumph is going to make it easier for your airbenders to do their airbending. Your next check, Chet and Mariposa, you'll upgrade a green to a yellow.
Nice.
Thank a lot of possibility you. For triumphs you. Here. Oh, you're very welcome.
And they're bending arts checks, right?
They are bending arts. Chi. The shark is now in view.
Shark.
Baby shark.
Oh, hold on.
Yes, you were on that a little bit.
A shark sitting at my computer that sings on my head.
That's amazing. I love that.
The shark is catching up. We're at the top of round two.
Oh my god. I don't know what I expected. I'm afraid.
Players are up. What do you guys do?
Whenever we get close enough to these rocks for me to grab some, I'd like to grab some and hang on to it. Like 3 basketballs worth. Or more if it wouldn't like impede our speed. Are we close enough for me to do that, or is that like a next turn thing?
No, I'd say you're close enough. You're probably, you know, we're this is not to scale. We'll say you're like medium distance away. So you want to bring some earth under your control. You can suffer 2 strain to do that. If you want more, that's like 1 basketball size of earth. You want more than that, then I'd say you'd have to make a check to do so, because you're moving at top speeds.
Yeah, I would like to have more than just that.
Okay. Depending on how much more you want, if you want 1 more, roll easy. 2 more, roll hard. Or not hard. Average, hard, daunting, in that order. So if you want 1 more, 2 more, or 3 more.
I'll get 2 more to have 3, so I'll make a hard check. And is that bending arts?
That's bending arts. We'll call that bending arts chi. One purple is a red because you are just earthbending.
Yep. Set the back terrain because going fast.
No, the difficulty here is because you're going fast and the terrain is clear other than like the rocks that Corrin is able to easily navigate away from.
Okay.
Although I guess close enough to so that you can get a grip.
Cool. Oh, no fucking way.
Hello?
Hello?
I got one success, one advantage, and two triumphs.
Whoa!
Holy shit!
There were a lot more successes, and I had some failures show up, but they did not matter.
You get one more basketball-sized chunk of earth right off the bat. Total. Yeah. But you also have some triumphs here to really play around with the outcome. So you set out to do what you wanted to do, which was gain a good arsenal of earth under your control. You've got it. What does the one advantage represent here? You probably want to recover a little bit of strain because you would have taken four total.
So you said recover strain. So I just go down to three. Cool. Triumphs. How tall are these structures?
How tall do you want them to be?
I'm kind of, for some reason, I just really would like the sound of like tall, slim peaks that I can topple on this thing. Like I grab some ammo and I pull it off just enough to like booby trap them for when it gets nearby, the vibrations will come down on it.
Ooh, okay.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Big brain play.
I dig it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're booby trapping these, creates a hazard or trap of some sort for the sand shard.
Right.
I mean, easy. It's done. That right. is what you've done.
Any can we bank the other triumph for a little bit? Is that because I went first in the round?
I don't know that you could bank it, but you guys do. I mean, you've got plenty of story points.
Anybody have any ideas to what to apply that other triumph to?
A bigger, badder sand shark. No, I'm just kidding.
An even so bigger one is chasing dragon. Us.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
And then it starts chasing us. Because it's not full.
No. No.
I can't think of anything that would be particularly good.
Can we use a triumph to just flip a story point in our favor?
That's like taken out a loan.
Right.
That is like taken out a loan. I'll let you bank that... this as a temporary like story point. It'll expire if you don't use it at the end of the session.
Okay, one ghost story point. I'll take that. That's fine. Because I feel like that was a whole lot for a turn.
That was a good turn.
Sure was.
You've got a booby trap. You've got a booby trap there, Roshi. You were first up, so the rest of you still can do a maneuver or an action this round, or both.
If I can be helpful just by being strong, I might roll better.
By being strong, you said.
If I can, like, you know, do something physical that needs done.
One thing that I've thought of just immediately by. Virtue of you being strong and Roshi bringing a bunch of boulders onto the sand sailor is that it might be beneficial if you are holding on to one of those, having one at the ready.
I can do that. I can
okay.
definitely do that.
Alright. Roll me an easy, because I think, well, these are probably big heavy rocks. It's limestone. Limestone's pretty light, so...
Have you seen my arm?
Your arms are huge, which is why this is going to be an average with two setback. And that's an athletics check to like, to just firmly grasp one of these boulders, having it at the ready for Roshi.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's a failure and three advantage.
Did you get your boost die from Mariposa?
Oh, I didn't.
You can use that now.
I rolled a success, so it would be a wash, so still a failure.
Well, a wash and three advantage is better than like an abject failure, I suppose. Well, it's still, I mean, maybe, so you tell me, right? I don't think you're able to hold the boulder at the ready, but why? What is the advantage here? You tell me like what it is.
So is this like I was trying to catch one that came down on the sailor?
You could say
so
that.
So maybe I didn't catch one because I realized that there were others that were landing on the sailor and were going to slide off. So instead of catching one and having it ready, I'm trying to gather a few for like the next turn.
And to keep the ones that are on the sailor from falling off. Okay, that's good. I like that. So you're keeping Roshi's arsenal of rocks from falling off the sailor. So they are narratively protected. If for some reason one of you guys rolls threat or despair, I won't be able to use that to take Roshi's rocks away.
Cool.
Thanks.
Corin, Chet, Mariposa?
I'm assuming I'm just going to keep working the sail and
Working that sail?
Yeah.
Okay. Suffer 2 points of strain and make another average bending arts chi check. And remember, you get to upgrade one of your green to a yellow thanks to Corin's incredible moments.
Three advantage.
Okay. And Mariposa, I assume you are also using your bending?
Yes, I am also using my bending.
Tim, can I borrow your yellow, please?
Mm-hmm. You mean you just snatch it out of your dice tray?
Oh.
Whoa.
So I rolled 5 success, but I also rolled 3 failures, so I got 2 success.
Nice.
Just so two net success, you mean?
Yes, 2 net success. There's just so many stars.
Okay, that's good. That will bring your speed from a current speed of 3 to a current speed of 5 by the end of the round.
Nice. We'd love to see it.
We do love to see it, Chet. You have some advantage. So Chet, you're not able to. Chet, your particular style of airbending, whatever it was you were doing, wasn't able to get the ship moving as you would like it to have moved. But you do have some sort of narrative or situational advantage here. What is it?
I'm kind of drawing a blank right now.
That's okay. It could be a boost, for instance, on Corin's next check.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
Okay, and you can also recover a point of strain.
Okay.
Mariposa, you took 2, by the way.
Got it.
All right, and that will bring us to you, Corin. You're the only one who hasn't acted this round.
All right. Is it still gaining on us?
At this, it does still look like it's gaining on you, yes.
Oh, fuck.
All right. And do I feel like I can safely accelerate us in these rocks, or should I... Probably not.
The way for you is clear, I think.
Okay. Yep. I will continue accelerating then. I'll take another strain, system strain.
Okay. So your speed is now the max speed of 6.
Woohoo! We're cruising.
All right, Corin. Roll your piloting. I assume that's going to be your action for the turn.
Okay. So then I have 1 success, 2 advantage. Everything canceled, everything out, down to that.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Boom. What do you do with your 2 advantage?
Maybe with the 2 advantage, I'm able to hug the rocks a little tighter to get a little bit of a speed, like a little bit of a... Not maybe a speed boost per se, but help get us through there a little faster by just lessening, like...
Being more efficient?
Well, yeah, more efficient, you know, lessening the width of the turns and things like that.
Okay. I think that will translate to you being able to keep your eyes peeled for what's ahead, because you do see up ahead that, like, the passage that you happen to take is taking you through like a narrow like archway, you know, that's been eroded by the wind or something, as well as a number of like stone pillars.
Okay.
Jutting out of the ground. So you're able to see these and you're able to plan accordingly. You get an idea of what the land looks like. The sand shark is going to take its move. Roshi, what happens when that booby trap goes off? You said that you had loosened up the tops of the pillars, and I imagine they were already like wobbly and getting ready to fall, but you know, you guys are all moving so fast that it like they fell in time with the shark lining up through it.
I'm thinking that like maybe two or three skyscraper-sized pillars fall directly on this thing, take it out of the equation entirely. Anyone want to back me up? Nobody?
Good bonk.
just a complete breaks. No.
I mean that you could fuck it up.
No, that is so over the top. I'm thinking like some sort of, I don't want to call them stalactites.
The opposite?
Stalagmites.
Yeah.
Stalagmites.
Because you might.
But like,
that's how I remember it too.
I'm trying to remember some sort of terrain I can imagine in my head that's got, I don't know, big rocky pillars.
When you think about the North American Southwest, you know, you got those crazy rocks that are like on a tiny little, you know, it looks like they almost have a neck.
Like
you got these big old boulders that are, yeah, kind of like that, but they look way more precarious.
Maybe like one or two big arches come toppling down because something big disrupts their foundation. Because I took like a key chunk, I took the keystone out of something and it's like teetering. Something, yeah, like those two, something like that almost.
Okay. I think it's going to translate as damage. Damage, and it's going to slow down the shark. Roshi, this was your trap. Why don't you roll me two yellow and three green. Just to see what happens.
Not as nice as I would have liked, but two successes, one advantage.
Two successes, one advantage? Okay. I was also anticipating a little bit more, but that's fine.
Great.
This is going to translate to the shark suffering a couple of wounds, in addition to losing just a bit of speed.
I've got some boo-boos.
He do got boo-boos. next up, round three, players. You guys are almost there. Well, you're about halfway there.
Oh,
no.
We're halfway there. The music. Yes. Mariposa is just gonna keep it up with the airbending.
Okay, I will tell you. Yeah, I will tell you, you're at top speed, so I'm trying to think, like, what would an airbending check do? I'm trying to think of, like, what effect it would have now.
Maybe maintain?
You could maintain speed. I would say if... I don't know that I would make you waste your action to do that. It just doesn't seem right.
What about... So, we know... Well, what does Mariposa know about sand sharks and how they hunt? Like, do they sense vibrations? Do they smell? What do they do?
I don't know that Mariposa knows off the top of her head, but right. you could try to learn. You could use your action this turn to gain some knowledge on sand sharks, maybe.
Yeah, I'll do that because maybe that might come in handy. Who knows?
Okay. I think it'll be a hard check.
Okay.
Three perps.
Three perps, all right. As knowledge?
Knowledge, nature, or what do you
knowledge,
got?
Knowledge, nature. I got nature. I got nature knowledge.
That makes sense.
And hard. Ooh. Okay, so two successes and three threat. I rolled a bunch of threat on those dice.
Yeah, oh man. So, with two success, what do you want to know about sand sharks?
Yeah, I would like to know that they, oh wait, I thought, didn't you tell us before they learned? Oh man, I don't remember, it's been so long. I guess I would like to learn that they do their hunting by sensing movement and sensing vibrations.
So what you know about sand sharks, including things that you learned before, you know that the sand shark is typically a solitary creature. You know it's an ambush predator, and you know that it's constantly moving in search of prey. Constantly moving. Sand sharks are almost never still. The Siwong Desert is huge, and the sand shark, you know, is typically a stealth predator up until the last moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that sand sharks can detect not just movement, but they do have like a sense of smell, I guess, that can pick up blood across the entire, you know, halfway through across the desert or something.
They can pick up like blood too, okay.
Yeah, so they can pick up, like, they've got a really keen sense of smell that can pick up any sort of living creature within a significant radius. You surmise that's probably how they found, like, you, because you're fresh. You were near an oasis, and you were just, you know, out in the open. Your scents were being wafted.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. So that's my action to learn that.
With the three threat, I think you are, I think Mariposa is so focused on recalling information that she stops bending altogether and the ship begins to slow down a little bit.
God damn it, that's exactly the opposite of what it wants. Okay, that's fair.
The ship will lose three speed, or two speed.
Oh my god!
We lost two speed?
Yeah, were you listening?
Two speed. You said with your maneuver, Hope, what did Mariposa want to do?
I don't know if that would... I don't know what I can really... There's not much helpful I can do with a maneuver, I don't think.
You can help recover the ship's system strain.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You can use your maneuver, the ship will gain one more strain. And I know Tim is keeping track of that.
Mm-hmm. 3 out of 10.
Excellent. Okay. Next up is another player.
I guess I can go next to try to accelerate the ship back up.
Okay.
So I will burn one again and get... Well, actually, we got one back, so then I'll burn the one that we got back to get the ship back up to speed.
Okay, your ship is at speed 5 now.
Okay. I want to keep us as far away from this big-ass thing as possible.
Sure, we'll have you do your piloting action at the end of the round, like usual.
Okay.
Hana, Roshi, Chet?
I'm collecting rocks.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I'm doing anything different than I was last turn.
Am I able to get more, since we're driving through, like, terrain? I thought it was more of, like, an isolated... landmark.
No, you could get more. You could try to get more rocks. You are driving through more rock terrain, so it's definitely possible.
Okay.
And it's the same thing as before. You can use your maneuver to just get one by spending the two strain, and then you can use your action if you want to push that and try to get more.
Hana, did you have anything else you wanted to do?
I don't think I can do anything else particularly useful.
I will say the shark is like, it's pretty close to you, relatively speaking. I mean, it's about medium range away.
Oh, shit.
I think we should start playing volleyball, and I'd like to step to the back of the ship. I'd like to pick up one of my basketballs, and I would like to ignite it.
Oh, hell yeah. So you're doing, I know you're applying the lava bending aspect to an earth bending maneuver, or earth bending
blast.
Form.
We're going to do earth blast. Yeah, we're just going to turn into a blast.
It's two purple, one black for its scaly armor. One of those purples are red because of your earth bending abilities.
All right, so I'm doing 4 yellow, a red, a black, a green, and a purple.
That sounds right.
Do I get a blue die for beach puns?
You get yes, you get that blue die for the beach puns, and also because Hannah's your caddy.
We'll say it's because I got a great partner then. I got 1 success and 3 advantage.
With 1 success, you are going to do 1, 2, 3. What is your body?
3.
Okay, so 6 total damage. What do you want to do with the advantage? You could trigger some kind of quality that the form might have.
I don't think there's anything I can do with a couple advantage.
Well, we can flavor it. You can, you know, we can spin it narratively that, like, you bash this thing. It was 3 advantage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bash this thing on the head. Suffice to say, you burn away. You're using lava, so you burn away a few scales and reveal just raw flesh beneath the scales. So you negate its defense until your next turn.
Oh, wait, lava bending? I can use 2 advantage to give it burn 1.
Oh, okay.
I forgot there, that lava bend. I was looking at Earth Blast. I forgot that lava bending was also applied here. Yeah, it has pierce 4 and burn 1 costs 2 advantage.
And oh, pierce, I've totally forgot you pierce through 4, so this thing's taking even more damage.
Dope.
Plus it's burned, so it's going to take some automatic damage there as well. Cool. All right, that's a Roshi turn. I still think that you triggered burn. I still think it makes it like some of his scales are starting to like crisp up and peel away. Anyone nice. Smell nigiri?
Mmm, yum.
Okay, we've got Chet and Hannah remaining.
I'll just do the same thing I've been doing.
Okay, Chet, suffer 3 strain as you continue to push yourself. Make another average bending arch chi check.
Any extra die?
I don't think you're getting any boost or setback here. So just 2 perps.
Four success and 2 threat.
Whew! Okay. So I think the 4 success is going to push your ship up to speed. Well, I mean, it's up to you guys. Do you want to push your ship beyond its speed limit?
I mean, it seems like Roshi's fucking it up pretty good.
I think we're okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I think we're gonna save that option for an oh fuck situation.
Which option? I tuned out for a second.
The go faster than we're supposed to option.
Okay.
We'll just put you at a speed of 6 then. You were at your max speed, but Chet the threat rolled 2 of them. And I think that is going to cause the sand sailor to start to list to one side. And I think that this tracks with Mariposa also rolling threat earlier. So without that balance of 2 airbenders pushing on the sails, you know, from kind of like opposing directions, the ship is leaning hard one particular way. So Corin, you are going to get, normally you would get 2 boost because of your handling check or your handling mm-hmm. bonus, which is 2. I mm-hmm. think Chet has negated the handling bonus.
Okay. So then I'm just getting the regular boost die that I get from Mariposa.
From your sailing. Whatever boost sailing you're getting. Yeah.
The one boost is gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a one-time boost.
Got it. All right. I think I got it. I'm rolling. Those cancel. Those cancel.
Oh man, I'm
sweating. Those cancel. And my bonus advantage cancels the last threat, so I have one success.
Okay, you needed one. You needed a success here.
And I got one.
It's close.
That was close. That was close. The shark is gonna use its maneuver to speed up and go its speed, its max speed of. Very nice. You guys are within short range of the shark. And you see it do something that it has yet to do as the shark disappears into the sands as it gets to that archway, right? Like you see the mass of the shark go underneath the sand, and the fin is the only thing that goes through that archway, almost as if it was like a target of some point. And as the shark disappears, there's like a quiet and stillness almost, until you see that the shark lunges out of the sand and comes down towards you guys and comes crashing behind you, leaping out of the sand and like closing all of that distance. I need you, Corin, to roll me a daunting sailing check to like maintain the sailor's course and speed.
Okay, so daunting's 4?
Daunting is 4. As this thing is coming down literally like meters behind you, okay, causing the sands to ripple, causing a dune to almost like a wave throw you forward with force.
And I still have the 2 extra setbacks or no?
Your handling is canceled for the round. You still have the 2 setbacks, yes, because of the just the environment.
Okay, so it's the same roll as before, but with extra. Oops.
You could do this, Corin.
Okay. Those are gone. This cancels these. This cancels that. This cancels that. Shut the front door.
Wash?
You gonna wash?
One success again, because the last 2 remaining are these, and then I have the 1 extra advantage.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, so 1 success again.
1 success, Corin. You were just barely able to keep the Sand Sailor under control. You can feel as the ship, because you're trying to get it under control, it's already listing, and now you're weaving and bobbing between like these massive stone pillars, almost like obelisks of earth jutting out of the desert. The large tail comes slapping down, splashing a wave of sand towards you, and you skid by it. Corin, with 1 success, you just barely, by the skin of your teeth, that shark is right, it's nipping at your figurative heels, but by golly, you've maintained your speed and course.
I as I was telling it up, the last roll, I didn't think it was gonna make it. I was just like, oh god, everything has something on it.
This is Lightning Lee coming in hot. Yet another district within the Earth Kingdom has joined the states of Yi and Gao Ling in declaring their independence from the crown. Citing everything from the lack of financial support in drought times to the inadequate response to bandit raids, and even some claiming the illegitimacy of the current heir, Prince Wu by some, King Wu by others, the states have struck out on their own. The Order of the White Lotus has wasted no time in conducting its peacekeeping missions across the world. Already their presence can be seen combating pirate influence in the Eastern Seas, where the iceberg fleet continues its reign of terror. Refugees continue to flee the Fire Nation archipelago and port cities along the Earth Kingdom's coast, trekking their way to urban centers like Omashu, Republic City, and Gaoling. Perhaps in response to all of this, the internationally recognized interim president of the Earth Kingdom, Kuvira, has begun an initiative to recruit members to her unity movement. Refugees and Earth countrymen alike are flocking in droves, desperate for work, for dignity, and a hot meal. Something is brewing under the surface, and I mean to snuff it out.